This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Due to the government shutdown, the USDA is still not releasing U.S. export sales report numbers. However, we are still looking at the estimates for an idea of what's going on. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
With the recent news of a trade deal framework being reached between the U.S. and China, there wasn't much focus on export sales estimates this week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn numbers are still projected to look good for the ag marketplace.
1.1 million to 2.1 million for corn. This would represent anywhere from down 15% to 62% over the five-year average. That comes in at just shy of 1.3 million tons. So it is a good look for this number. Even if you were to just barely miss, it's still a solid week if you're at 1.1 million in sales.
McBride said the soybean estimates are still much more on the negative side.
So those come in at 600,000 to 1.6 million. Now, this would be anywhere from 55% of the five-year average to 19 over the five-year average, which comes in at 1.34. So we still are, when it comes to the actual sales for soybeans right now, we are still more looking to the negative than anything.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. There you can sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get these five ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts under the podcast tab. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.